One that is maybe safe to assume, and with many IT initiatives in the past, that there would be a requirement for training for staff, CPD development. What has been on offer, and how have you supported the staff development with iPads in the school?
Well, again, if I take you back to what we said about getting the basics right, we talked at length, myself and William and the team in the Learning Centre, about putting together a package of CPD that would support our staff. That takes you back to the point about the responsibility that we felt we had to make sure that this pilot worked. So we did design a series of CPD opportunities. However, staff didn't feel the need to engage with them. I think that's right, Willie, isn't it?
That's a fair comment, that they were given less than an hour's training on the iPads when they were new out the box. And they were told that we would like them to go away and come back with requests for CPD. And a big part of reassuring the staff before these iPads were issued were the promise that they would not be abandoned. That if they, you know, it wouldn't be a matter of giving them out and leaving them to muddle on, that we would support them through CPD training. Mm-hmm. They have not come back at all and asked for CPD training. They do, they have technical problems, they ask for this and that, but they're not really coming back for CPD training. One of the things that we've discussed is workflow issues, that I don't think we deal with workflow particularly well.
Okay.
In the event we were to find a suitable way of doing workflow at that stage, I would certainly think we would need to offer CPD training to back up workflow. And I think it's moved from my kind of technical geeky thing over to a learning and teaching thing. And that's possibly where that once we move, we're only now, to be honest, moving away from the geeky stuff to the learning and teaching stuff. And I think that may be where the training is required, and it's using it within the curriculum.